Welcome back to the Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, we will be talking about living in survivor's mode. This is part two. Like I said in part one, living in survivor's mode was something that started for me as a kid. Growing up, I was the youngest in my household, and then I also was the youngest in my outside family. I was very quiet, I was very shy, and I got teased a lot from my family. A lot of it was very harmless, and I would even laugh, or depending on the person, you know, you got that drunk uncle, I would just ignore. But as I got older, these comments, this teasing, it went from harmless to very hurtful. It's like something clicked in my mind and I realized like they are not playing with you. They are really being mean to you. And I would even say when it comes down to certain family members actually really did not like me. Like they just did not like me as a person at all, period. And what would be their reason behind it? I don't know. I feel like when I was younger, I tried really hard to fit in. But once I got to a certain age and I just realized like they are not going to stop being rude to me, I started to kind of dish it back out. Whenever I would go to my mom and tell her like, oh, this person is doing this or that, my mom would tell me to ignore people. My mom would tell me to ignore them. And I felt like it was a complete like disregard of my feelings. And I started to ignore my own feelings. And I also started to ignore other people's feelings. And then, of course, I wanted to dish back out what I feel like, what I felt like was being done to me. And it wasn't only to my family members, but it also was people who probably was very confused on like, why are you, like, why is she talking to me like this? Why is she being rude? But it was something that was such like so normalized within my family. And I feel like it made me such a defensive person. I started to not be able to tell when someone was trying to help me versus when they are trying to harm me. And I think when it's your family and it's like these people that you're supposed to have this close, personable relationship with, like the people that you're supposed to have at the end of the day, no matter what, when you start in your mind feeling like I can't even trust the people in my household, I can't even trust my family members, I think that makes you not trust anybody. You know, I started to always feel like, okay, it's me versus everybody in a sense. And that made it very hard for me to create personable relationships with people. So it's like I had friends, but I would never let my friends get too close to me. I would never tell them too much of my business because I never knew if this person would turn on me, you know? And that was like the beginning of me being in survivor's mode. Me perceiving people as a threat. Me feeling like I can't be nice because being nice will get me hurt, you know? Like it was a way of, like I built this wall up as a way of protecting who I was as a person. And I would even say I almost created a person, you know? Like I wore a fake mask because that person could not get hurt. Whatever you say or did to that person, it didn't matter because it wasn't really who I was. So fast forward to young adulthood, I find myself in a relationship that I'm unhappy with and also working a job that I am not happy with. And my reasons for staying in the relationship and my reason for staying at the job were very similar. What if I don't find another job? What if I don't find another man? What if I get with someone else and they treat me worse? What if I find another job and that job is even worse than this job, you know? And this is so convenient for me. This job is up the street from my house. I know some of the people that, you know, work here. And then when it came down to my relationship, I live with this man. Like, if I leave, I have to find my own place, or I have to move back in with my mom. And in order to survive the situation that I was in, I started to adapt habits and temperaments and just things to help me make it through, like things to help me survive my shift, things to help the relationship be better. Okay. I might not say something's bothering me because I don't want an argument to start with certain people or go to certain places because I don't want an argument to start. I started trying to avoid making him upset or making him mad. And when it came down to work, it was like the opposite. Like, I was ready. If somebody said something, did something, I got something to say back. I'm not taking nothing from nobody. I'm ready to fight. Like, you would be surprised at how toxic some work environments can be, especially like in healthcare, and how aggressive some people will be towards you, especially I feel like when you're Black. And I feel like when you're Black, and it goes both ways, when you're in an all Black work environment, you will notice that the Black co-workers will talk to the other Black co-workers in a way that they do not talk to the non-Black co-workers. And then also when you work in diverse environments, sometimes certain people will talk to you in a certain way that they don't necessarily talk to other people. I think Blackness adds an extra layer to everything. But after a while, I got tired of this. I got tired of tiptoeing around my relationship. I got tired of feeling like it's always drama around me at work, whether I'm in it or not. I got so tired, and I just wanted a change. Like, something had to give. And that's when I started to set these different goals for myself that I felt like if I accomplish these goals, it will just make my life better. And accomplishing goals can make your life better. But if your mindset is in survivor mode, it will not be a difference. It won't be a difference. Like, I was waiting to graduate nursing school and get like this instant gratification of, oh, I'm accomplished, I'm successful. You know, like, I have something going for myself to be proud of. And that is such a temporary feeling. I found myself back in the same situations that I was before, because I hadn't changed my mentality. So I found myself back in a relationship that I'm not happy. It's better, you know, this person isn't as rude or mean to me, but I'm not happy with this situation. And I was working a better position and had a different, you know, job, but I still wasn't happy with the situation, and I was doing the same thing. I was toughing it out. I was being resilient. I was doing what everybody has to do, because nobody's life is perfect. And I started to realize that I had to change my mentality. I had to change my mentality, and I also had to change my environment. Getting out of survivor's mode took me looking back on my life and figuring out what was the slow build up to making me who I am. And it's so good to be able to look back on your life, and now you have all these experiences to help you understand things that when you were younger, you couldn't understand. Like, I felt like I was able to comfort my inner child, because now as an adult, I now know, like, you were not in the wrong in certain situations, certain things that was going on in your household, it shouldn't have been happening. Things that people was doing and saying to you were not okay. the way you might have reacted might have been wrong. The habits you created might have been unhealthy, but you were not deserving of this. And it's not your fault, at least not entirely. You know, when you're a child, you're not really in control of everything. You have people telling you what you can and can't do. And that gave me a lot of comfort. I stopped being embarrassed by any of the mistakes that I've made. It was like, that's a part of my story. You know, that is a part of what made me the person that I am today. I had to stop caring about what people think of me. I had to stop caring because people will try to tell you who you are. People will make up fake rumors, gossip, stories, lies, and go around spreading them as if it's like a known fact. And it's literally just something that they just pulled out of their ass, okay? And you have to really not let that bother you. I feel like your words have no meaning and no value unless I give it meaning, unless I give it value. Who are you? Who are you that I should care about what you think of me, especially if you're saying something that is not true? People's words mean nothing until you give it meaning, okay? You are just talking just to talk because your words have no value. That it doesn't hold any weight. It has no meaning over here in my life. You are just talking just to talk. And you actually probably need to find you something better to talk about other than me. You got your own problems, your own issues, right? You got your own shit that you're going through that you need to handle, okay? Don't worry about me. That ain't gonna get you anywhere in life. That's not gonna get you far. Don't let anybody take out their anger, their frustration, or problems out on you. And you know, I had friends that I feel like I had to let go because of what they were going through in their life. And you're not going to use me as an outlet for the problems that you have. When I'm friends with somebody, I like healthy relationships through and through. We're going to talk to each other kindly and with respect. Okay, no disrespectful people. I have no room or space or tolerance for that in my life. And once you stop caring about what people think, you will stop being afraid to take risks. You know, starting this podcast, it wasn't easy for me. I've been wanting to start it, but I was a little bit afraid, you know, and I really had to say, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care who stumbles upon it and listen to it. This is my truth. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And it's the same thing like with posting on social media. Post what you want to post. You want to be a content creator on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram. Just start posting and being consistent and know that things does not happen overnight. Do not expect a million followers overnight, you know? Know that things take time and don't be afraid of what other people will think of you. And don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Like, I really had to start leaning into the unknown. I had to stop being afraid of not knowing what's gonna happen and start thinking about how beautiful change can be and how things are constantly changing. Nothing will ever stay the same. You cannot be afraid of change. That's what life is all about. It's about changing. It's about growing. It's about creating new opportunities for yourself. It's about being happy. It's about being fulfilled. And it really all starts with you. So start believing that you are worthy. Start believing that you are deserving because you are. And don't let anything or anyone hold you back. Don't let anything that happened in your past make you feel like you aren't good enough. That's your testimony. That's your story. I am Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you guys next time.